to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna feel it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Reports. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live today from the studios on this Thursday, the 14th of September, 2006, live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. And Manny, what day is this? No, I'm teasing. I've got an atomic clock on the wall. Folks, it's been a very interesting, very, very interesting couple of weeks here. traveled a lot of miles, met a lot of people. There was a lot of interest in what is going on around this country, and things are starting to move and shake. But in my estimation, they certainly aren't shaking fast enough, because I realize, as well as this listening audience does, how far behind the eight ball we really are. And we're doing a pledge drive for the network. It's not because we want to take boat trips and, take vacations or anything like that. We need to buy some equipment for the network. We also need to start advertising. We have to get this network out to other locations. One of the projects that we're working on right now is leasing out 24/7 a radio station. And if you don't play your cards right, folks, this could cost you upwards to $40,000, $45,000 a month. Well, it might be interested to know that we'll be able to lease a radio station out that will pay for itself, won't take anything off of Republic Broadcasting Network's table. We'll keep my morning guy, Frank Whalen, on the job, and we'll get us in three different states 24/7. Now, these are the things that we have to do. My job was to put this network together. My job is to also help promote this network and to get us out there on Jump Street, right in mainstream media's backyard. So that's what we're attempting to do. And we have a bunch of bills to pay. It's been, interestingly, folks, before school starts, it's always lousy summers. And the gold market has done the same thing that it has done last year. Just absolutely flatter than a pancake. Wall Street's up. Gold prices and silver prices are depressed. And the funds, I've done everything that I could to plug everything into this network to make it run efficiently. And, well, we got a little behind on the bills. We got to buy some equipment. But more importantly, we need to spread the word. And I mean in hyper overdrive, Mach 3 with your hair on fire kind of deal. So we're asking for your help. And really, if you think about it, it's not that you'd really be helping us. It's really that you'd be helping yourself. Come back on the other side. I'm going to introduce you to a few of the people here at this network. We're just a bunch of common everyday folks doing an extraordinary thing. And we want you to join in on this project. We'll talk more about this after this break.
Hey, Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are doing a pledge drive here. 2006 pledge drive, and hopefully this is the last one we'll ever have to have. And I'm serious about that. My idea about running a radio network is to sign up enough advertisers to make things go. Well, advertisers help, but with the expenses that we have, that's not going to quite cut it. As I said, gold and silver sales are flat across the country. Now, why that is, I could only venture a guess. The stock market is, well, it's bumping up there to, what, 12,000 again. This is almost prior 1999. Everybody's having a jolly old time rolling the dice on Wall Street. But I remember a time, let me see, 1929. Yeah, stock market was up. All of a sudden, it wasn't there. Only this time, it's going to collapse totally for different reasons. We had no national debt in 1929. We were coming out of an agrarian culture, building industry, heavy industry. The workforce was there. But all of a sudden, the money wasn't. The bankers intentionally withdrew the money from circulation. You could not get loans for anything. Now, they set this system up. What you would have seen in this country, ladies and gentlemen, with a gold and silver-backed currency, what you would have seen is a slower, more progressive type of growth, sustainable growth. I hate using that word because that's what the New World Orderites and the UN uses, sustainable development.
But it's true. With a gold and silver backed currency, you would not have seen this country outgrow itself and its ability to maintain its own infrastructure, which it built. Ah, that's right, because they brought in the tax vampires and sucked us all dry, getting taxed for everything, everywhere. So consequently, we're looking at 2006 rolling into 2007. And you cannot get accurate figures on this. I will go by the figures that the Office of Management and Budget put out. But they admitted that the past, present, and future obligations of the United States government is $51 trillion. But you know these people, they like to lowball everything. So you could safely say that it was double that, and maybe even triple. There's been conflicting figures, but pretty much everybody agrees it's over $100 trillion. It's so bad that nobody wants to buy our debt anymore, even to be paid interest. So when you're running up massive debts, you cannot make the government fly anymore. Something's got to give, and it is starting to give now. And I don't get on the air, ladies and gentlemen, and scare the living snot out of people. That's not my style. You already know things are bad, and you know the reasons why they are so bad. But I don't need to constantly get up on the air day in and day out and scare the bejeebers out of you. That's the tool of the New World Orderites, to constantly keep you in a state of fear. What we need to do is spread the message, get more people on board, quietly, calmly, go kick the New World Order's butt. And we can do that. I have no doubt. Do you think I'm some kind of crazy man? Do you think I'd put my head on a potential chopping block if I didn't see a way to hand them their heads? Would you have done it? Now, I might be a half a bubble off plum, maybe a couple cans short of a six-pack. Maybe I am crazy. But if you look at the people that helped build this country, I guess you could say they were a little bit off the mark. But maybe they had a vision. And here's something else we must consider and we must really hold in our hearts. We're not having to reinvent the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. It was already done once. It was demonstrated to us how well it could work and how great this country really could be. And not great in the terms of the amount of dollars you could collect or some kind of cultural idiot that, you know, I've got mine, I've got my little pile of money, you know, the heck with you, go get yours. No, we were a more, I don't want to say benign culture, but we were a more forgiving culture. We were a more accepting culture. We didn't have the constant fear in our hearts and in our souls. And as I said, that is the tool of the New World Orderites. Maybe I recognized that long ago, and I just cast that out of my mind. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, and this is not a typing exercise. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. So we want you to step up to the plate. It's the bottom of the ninth, two out, bases are loaded, and we either have to take the big swing to win the game. This almost sounds like a Gipper speech here. One for the Gipper. But literally, that's what we need to do. They are weakened. They are weakened to the point with their arrogance, their lies, and their propaganda that it's not going to take too much for these people here in this country to step up and to huff and to puff and to blow their houses down. Literally blow them over. We are right there. Timing is everything. We're in the right time at the right place. The only thing you have to do is accept, ladies and gentlemen, what I am telling you, and to really let that into your heart and make that part of your psyche, make that part of your everyday activity, to stand straight, look them square in the eye and say no, absolutely not, no more. Your gig's up. It's over with. We are right at that point in time in this country's history. We are so close to it, but a lot of people do not recognize it. So this is what we're asking you to do. Step up. open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your wallets, open up your purses, and give. Because if we do not get enough people educated in this country to become our friends, you've seen what's happened. You've seen academia starting to step in. You've started to see the people that were in that matrix that are now walking out of it. This is what I've been waiting for years. Not necessarily for the dog and pony legitimacy show, but the people that have been part of the fabric of the society that have gone along, and many of them not knowing what they've been involved in. All of a sudden, some stranger, a friend, comes up, taps them on the shoulder, and said, "Hey, I need a few minutes of your time." A lot of people are doing a lot of good things. Tillin Avery, kid, snot-nosed kid, man, 23 years old. I don't even remember how stupid and how lost I was when I was 23. Aaron Russo comes out with a fantastic movie, Freedom to Fascism, which, by the way, we're going to have him on, I believe, next Tuesday to the kickoff of the re-release of his movie. Which, by the way, we're asking people to call AMC headquarters in Kansas City, Kansas, so they'll re-release America, Freedom to Fascism. Get your friends to call. You call every day. I don't care if you one day your Aunt Mamie, and the next day you're Billy Bob. I don't care. Call them every single day. Encourage your friends to call them every day. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, the power of radio. Could you imagine Rush Limbaugh getting on the air, putting Aaron Russo, guy never does guess, there's a good reason for it, because the information is so tightly controlled that he has just become the cheerleader for the Republican Party. What an expensive tool to have for a cheerleader for the Republicans. But could you imagine on 600 radio stations tomorrow, Rush Limbaugh interviewing Aaron Russo and talking about America, Freedom to Fascism, his new movie? The general public would say, "Oh, Aaron Russo. Oh, yeah, I remember Trading Places," or "I remember Bette Midler, good role that she played in The Rose. Yeah, I remember that guy." Well, here's his new film. And he drops the Mac Daddy of all bombs on the American people. Almost overnight, people would be in the streets. That is the power of radio. Still, to this day. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we need to be. There's no magic elixirs going on here. Nobody's waving a magic wand. Just common sense. We need to expand what we are doing. We need to have more people hearing the truth, many of them for the first time in their life. This is what has to be done. And I'll be quite honest and frank with you, with you folks. I'm not going to check out on a half-hearted effort. It's never been in my heart. It's never been in my mind. Now is the time to strike them back, to kick them so hard where it hurts, they never recover. And we have the capability of doing that. Hasn't that been your fantasy? Has that not been your dream? Do you not know in your heart of hearts, in your very cockles of your soul, that that's what needs to be done? Well, you're listening to part of it right here today. Join us. Join us in the solution of this problem, because I'm tired of talking about the problems. I am tired of discussing ad nauseum the latest, greatest assault against this country, its constitution, its people. I am sick and tired of it. I'm going to take the break, come back on the other side. I want to introduce you to a few people that work at this network. Great people, man. Salt of the earth stuff. They're here for the right reasons. They came here because they believed in me and what I was doing. No ego, no flash, no sass, just honest, hard work. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the
Sing it,
idea
brother. Oh, yeah.
When we started out.
Let that play for a second.
School, that's what they said. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said. The Constitution.
All right. Tell you what, folks, it doesn't take a whole lot. I have seen passion come out of people that they were lost little souls. They were scared. They were trembling. They were scared of their own shadows. And they lock into the truth. They get the fire in their bellies. And from then on, the rest is history. You know what? I was one of those guys. Some guy came up to me one day, tapped me on the shoulder, wanted to show me some information, and I kept blowing him off and blowing him off. And one day he caught me. And then he sent his bigger guns in after me. And after that, well, the rest is history. Did I ever do radio before? No. Was I ever trained? No. Was I a performer? No. Never stood. It would make me nervous to be in front of two people talking to them. Any more than that, I'd get all scary. But not anymore, because I got the fire in my gut. I've got the passion. And you know what we need to do. I've got my good friend in here, my webmaster, Danny Romero.
Hello.
Is his mic hot? Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Yeah, there he is. And I've got Derek Einkauf. Einkauf. Now, there's a good German name if I ever heard one. Derek Einkopf. And you recently joined us.
That's right.
You're going to be doing, you're doing some inside stuff with us now in the network. But why is it, you know, I was kind of fascinated when you told me the story. Why is it you want to come here and work?
To be honest, that would take about a two-hour conversation. I mean,
well, condense it down to 30 seconds or less. Otherwise, I think I have to pay. I think I have to pay you or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Basically, just wanted to obviously be able to pay my bills. You know, first off, that came second to actually doing something that actually mattered. You know, for a good cause. And the way I look at it, as I was talking to you earlier, John, was I view this information as belonging to the people. Not, you know, as I was saying, not to you, not to me, not to Danny here.
Right.
You know, and this belongs to you guys out there.
It's it is a shared problem, is it not?
Oh yeah, of course.
Shared problem. Now you don't think you're going to sit there without saying anything. You look cool with a microphone in front of your face and headphones on, but no. You don't get off that easy. You know, you've done a great job, Danny. You and I went to New York.
Yes.
It was a very, very, very interesting place to be. About half the people up there that I talked to heard of us, and the other half didn't. And you made up some T-shirts, some wonderful T-shirts. And we took them up there. You set them on the ground at Liberty Square, and it was the only thing I can... You guys up north understand this. Down here, they don't, because... When you throw breadcrumbs out in the wintertime, you know how the birds just flock all over it? You can't get a bird to eat anything down here. He's too busy walking around with his mouth hanging open because it's so hot. But, man, they were just, the people came, those shirts were gone.
Yeah, yeah, it took no time. In fact, you were concerned how long it might take. And I think it took only about 5 minutes.
Maybe less.
Four dozen shirts were gone in 5 minutes. Oh, and by the way, they're on the website now. If you guys want to purchase some of those T-shirts, they're there.
Walking, actually, kind of like walking billboards. You know, the one shirt that we did, we used a moniker for the network, RBN, because you can't handle the truth with We the People on the upper left-hand corner and a little microphone there with RBN on it. I wore that T-shirt up at Ground Zero, and there were professional photographers there that weren't with the group, per se. These were professional, and they were coming up and snapping pictures of it. I mean, it was just striking. There it was. Folks, you can get these T-shirts. What are we selling these things for?
They're $16, $2 for shipping. And if somebody wants to take a really good look at them, I just put up some pictures that we took at Ground Zero in New York.
Oh, not with my face.
Yes,
oh,
with your face in there,
man.
You know.
Oh, man.
And you were wearing the T-shirt, so you get to see John modeling the shirt. So, yeah, he looks really good in it, too.
Well, I like the picture. I'm standing next to Dan Abernhoff, and it's like, somebody just stepped on my toe look on my face. That was a good one. And there's Paul Tepetti of Poker Face. Striking, handsome young man, isn't he? Just turned 40, and his birthday was on September 11th.
September 11th,
so
yes.
So that's where he spent his birthday, at Ground Zero. There's Alex Jones there, too. He was up there. I had a permit.
That's right.
And it was kind of interesting. He even had his permit, and they were standing there looking at this thing, you know, and there he is out there with a bullhorn, and we were kind of like overflowing on the street, so they took the barriers and scrunched us up against the fence. Church up there, I forgot the name of the church, but it was...
It'll come to me in a second.
Saint somebody or other.
Yeah.
Saint Luke, Saint Mark, Saint...
Saint Mark's, you said it.
Saint Mark's? Okay.
That's it.
And this church was like built in 1776. So here's this big stone thing with the iron gates. So they literally pushed us up against it, and there was a subway entrance right on the, off the sidewalk. And then the cops were complaining because we were clogging up the sidewalk. Well, excuse me.
I don't know why they were complaining. There was only a handful of us, right? Like about 2,000 people?
Yeah, just a handful.
Just a handful.
And of course, there might have been some local media coverage. We got out of town, hopped the ferry, went across the river, left in the evening. But I didn't see any local coverage, and I certainly didn't see no national coverage. Tell you what, folks, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, folks, it's contribution time. Remember the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Remember they would announce, it's medication time, it's medication time. They play you some long-haired music, you line up to get your mind-numbing drugs. It's contribution time, folks. This is what we're doing here. And there's several ways in which you can do this. Easiest way is call 800-724-2719 and make your pledge today. By the way, you think you're getting off the hook. We're going to do this until people ante up. This may last tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. So step up to the plate, folks. Call us at 800-724-2719. And we're compiling the list of the contributors. Some people are pledging $100 a month. Some people can only afford $20 or $25 a month. If you donate $20 a month, and we're looking for continued support, we got to know what we're working with. Get a one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, book, $50 donation per month. You get the RBN T-shirt that I was telling you about. And if you don't think it's a nice-looking T-shirt, go to RBN Live. Danny put up a banner here, and it is right below the Republic Trading Group banner, right underneath the header here, 9/11 5th anniversary photos. Go up there and take a look at the shirt. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. You get one of those and pocket constitutions. For $100 per month or more, RBN t-shirt, one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, pocket constitutions. Are you feeling a little frisky today? How about $500 a month? We'll send you out a complete KU satellite dish so you can listen to this network in crystal clarity 24/7. And the neat thing about it is we also sell the little FM transmitters that you can plug right into this thing, and you can put it on any FM radio in your house, out in the yard. You probably won't be able to get it if you own 2,000 acres or more, but if you got that kind of money, you should be contributing $500 a month to our endeavor here. It is important. You can go up to rbnlive.com, and there is a Republic Partner button on the website. It's at the top right of the main page. Click on that. That'll take you to PayPal. And we have denominations of 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, all the way up to $1,000. If you want to make a one-time shot donation, you want to get it over and done with, that's fine. We are preferring, though, to build monthly support. We're in for a pound, in for the penny, folks. And it's much, much easier to deal with it that way. But if you're feeling really frisky today and you want to make a large donation, please don't let us stop you. Please do it. Or if you don't like the computer idea and you don't want to be on the phone, what you can simply do is send us your contribution, whatever your monthly pledge is going to be. And here's the address, RBN, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And what we will do is we will send you back 12 stamped and addressed envelopes, and you can put that in your monthly billing pile, pay the electric bill, pay the phone bill, pay the water bill every month. Well, there's the RBN thing. Just stick your donation in there. A lot of people have told me that, gee, I want to do that, but I just keep forgetting. Well, here's a surefire way that you won't forget. Also, somebody else suggested something to me, and I forgot the name that he called it, but he said, you know, he said, I go to the store, the stop, local stop and rob, whatever, and I'll come home and I'll throw my change on the dresser, and then it ends up in the coin jar. He says, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm going to take that. And a lot of grocery stores now have the big change machines. You just throw all your change in there. I don't trust them. I think they take 5% out. No, I'm just joking.
They but do. You, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. They take a percent.
Oh, I thought it was just, see how naive I am. But at any rate, they got these big machines. You go in there and throw your buckets of change in there, and it counts it all out, and it gives you a little certificate, and go up there to the cash register and cash it in. Some guy said, you know, I'm going to make my monthly contribution that way because I always have handfuls of change. And he says, it's probably $25, $30 a month. So there it is, folks, loose change. Oh, that sounds familiar. That's kind of plagiarizing, isn't it? At any rate, however you want to do it, but give us a call here, ladies and gentlemen, 800-724-2719. The phone lines are open. Everybody's scared because they think when they call in, they got to contribute. Huh? 800-313-9443. I know you're out there today. You know, you guys know me. Danny, you probably know me too well. You've been here, what, since?
Almost since
the beginning.
Almost since the beginning, yeah.
That seems like a thousand years ago. Did you think you were going to live that long?
Well, I was going to do everything possible to make sure it kept going forward.
Well, and that's dedication. Like I said, you guys are out of the studio, but I said this before, that I'm not going to die for a half-hearted effort. You know, I mean, we're in this thing, and people have been afraid. The thing that really bugs me is the fear that people have. You know, that, they don't want to talk to their fellow coworkers because they might be talking about them the next morning by the water fountain. Or they don't want to talk to relatives because they don't want them to think that I'm crazy. Where, ladies and gentlemen, does this fear come from? That this isn't, we're not reinventing the wheel here. This has happened one time already. We tested it out. It's great. It works. So why is it that people are afraid to say, you know what, I want that back?
Yeah, I think people watch so much television and they're being fed the fear 24/7. that they don't realize that what they're actually buying into from television is, you know, that's what's creating them their fear to go out and talk. But going out and talking is the thing that will get us out of that other paradigm, which is false.
You know, up in Washington, D.C., my wife and I, we were walking around the White House looking at all the pretty little Secret Service men. And across the street from the White House, there was a woman that she had her little cardboard gig up there, and everything was, and she was an anti-war activist, and she was against nuclear proliferation and all that other stuff. And I was looking at this woman, and I asked her, I said, how long have you been here? She said, since 1981. Now, wow. Is that not dedication? Now, 1981, and a young couple, big strapping buck of a guy, and his wife come walking up, and I'm standing, I'm looking, I look over at him, and I said, you know, Israel's got 400 nuclear weapons. And the guy looks at me and he says, well, yeah, they need them. And I said, really? What for? I said, that's all the cause in the Middle East right now is because Israel is aggressive and they got all these nuclear weapons. I said, these people over there, they're kind of scared. And I said, I see no reason why Iran shouldn't have a couple of nuclear weapons for self-defense. Obviously, if you got a couple of nuclear weapons, you lob that off at a country and they got 400, guess what you are? Somewhere between medium rare, you know, and a crispy critter. You know, it doesn't make sense. And he looked at me, kind of gave me this look, and I started walking back across the street. He yelled across the street, wacko. I turned around and said, a-hole. You know, and what I should have done, I mean, it just took me off guard. You know, because I know he was plugged in to the propaganda running 24/7 on Fox News, all the warmongers, all the people that have the stocks and the Boeings and the this and the Halliburtons and the Bechtels and all that stuff. Here's all their front dummies, the PNAC people included, up there just saying, oh, we've got to fight the war on terrorism. We've got to go trillions more dollars in debt. Well, all I see is the banker's hand up their backside moving their mouths. But I guess I should have stopped and engaged the guy. But just from what his response was, I knew that he had been perfectly programmed by the boob tube.
Yeah. A lot of people think if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, they're just going to launch it right away at Israel. And that's suicide for them. They still don't stand a chance with the backing of the United States. And I don't think they're as fanatical as they're painted on the media. And, of course, they're painted that way so that we walk around in fear that we've got to do something about them right away before they come over here.
Well, and I actually heard that on television this morning, almost those exact words that, well, if they get them, they're going to use them. You know, Hezbollah gets, you know, they're firing rockets right now. You know, folks, if the Hezbollah fired a nuclear weapon at Israel from Lebanon, they would turn Lebanon into a glass parking lot. They've been itching to do it. They've threatened to do it already. You know, they really have. So, you know, this fear thing, you know, folks, you are eating off the New World Order's plate. They're spoon-feeding you this. You know, you're getting a steady diet of nothing but fear, 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 fear. I was at the AFP conference. My wife just showed me the pictures that she took up there. We got Jews, we got Islamic people, we got Christians all sitting on a panel, all having a great time, having dinner, drinking glasses of wine, discussing issues with the people at a dinner. There it was, peaceful dialogue. The same thing can happen again in the Middle East, but the Israelis have to learn one thing. They basically own the media in this country, and when they want to run the propaganda program that, oh, we're victims, we're this, we're that, oh, they're picking on us. No. Quit occupying your neighbor's territories. Quit making war against other people. Actually demonstrate to the people in the Middle East that you do want peace, and then start practicing it. There's an idea. But the foreign policy people in this country, oh, well, we're backing Israel. You know, they're just as important as the United States is. And for what reason? Does Israel have any oil? I don't think so.
They have a lot of lobbyists here.
And, of course, we get to see their people like Wolf Blitzer on CNN, which is an AIPAC member. You know, I want to know what his real name is. Is it Blitzenstein? I'm not quite sure. But, folks, Ariel Sharon actually bragged that, don't worry, we own the United States government. Now, how unholy of an alliance is that one? And then, of course, we got our televangelist preachers up there going, oh, yes, yeah, we must save Israel. I'm a little fuzzy on this Judeo-Christian thing, but that's a subject for another program. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, I was listening to you talk about what's going on over there. It could be a little like Custer's Last Stand when you think about it.
Yeah, Tom, can you do me a favor? If you're on a cell phone, stand in a stronger spot, and then don't move.
Okay, I'm on a cordless phone.
Okay, move closer to your base because I'm losing you.
All right. How's this? A little bit better?
Not quite. Move closer.
A little better?
There you go. Now
I'm
you're
right
in
next
range.
To it. Oh, darn. What's the use of having a cordless? Okay. I was saying in the Mideast there, I said, you know, it would be a little bit like Custer's Last Stand if you just do the numbers. If Israel was to get too aggressive, I think that in the final analysis, a whole lot of people would be piling in there, and they would greatly outnumber them.
Well, and, you know, I said this before, that, you know, Israel has been calling its people home. Now, what if the Muslims did that? And how many Muslims are there? 1.2 billion or something? There's only like 6 million Israelis?
What? No, the numbers, that's what I'm saying. The numbers are upside down. I don't know what anyone's thinking about. But
I don't. Well,
I think of Custer.
Well, yeah, but if you got, yeah, but Custer didn't have nuclear weapons, did he?
No.
Yeah.
But there would still be people left, I think, after the fact. It would still end up, the whole area would be destroyed.
Well, it would, and there's a simple solution. And what cracks me up is they're calling the United Nations in to stand between Hezbollah and Israel. We're going to make peace. And if you take a look, and I'm no fan of the United Nations, folks, don't get the wrong impression here, but they have broken so many of the UN. Israel's been cited for everything under the sun. But yet they call in United Nations troops to do something that they obviously cannot and will not do, and that's to make peace with their neighbors. So you have to ask yourself the question, wait a minute, what if the Muslims or the Arab Emirates called everybody home, put a pea shooter in their hand, and said, okay, let's march against Israel? I mean, they're trying to start World War III, and they're trying to do it on a religious basis, which is absolute, absolute insanity.
Yeah, well, I have a 17-year-old son, so I'm deeply concerned, and I know a lot of his friends, and I just can't bear the thought of them all getting recruited, you know, like World War II.
Well, and
a million people, and I mean, you know, my father did it. He was in the middle of school. He's in the middle of engineering school, and everybody in the school emptied out, walked down, and I think I heard figures like, you know, in 1 or 2 days, they had a million men signed up, just like that.
Yeah.
And I imagine the same thing is going to be, they'll pull the same stunt. They'll have some kind of a major thing they pull off, and then that'll be a call to arms, and it'll be very enticing.
Well, but they still say they're not going to institute the draft. And what they've been doing is taking literally the dregs of society, criminals, putting them in uniform. And I'll tell you what, anytime I see the Marines, their logo or their slogan, you know, the Marines are looking for a few good men. 10 years ago, I knew the Marines were in trouble when they decided that what they needed to do for their recruits is to have a mini pre-boot camp to teach them the difference between right and wrong. Now, that's when I knew the Marines were in trouble. You know. Hey, Tom, thanks for your call, my friend. I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Michael in New York. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, if I had kids, I'd be very worried now, too. And that's why for years I've been trying to wake up family and friends with kids saying, don't you guys see what's coming? If you don't wake up now and just look around you and verify everything I'm telling you is true, and I'm not a kook, then it's your kids. It's your kids they're after, and as well as really depopulating the whole planet. I mean, ultimately, John, we're dealing with devil worshippers at the pinnacle of the power. They're devil worshippers, and the UN is the footstool for their enslavement of the world and slaughtering of everything that pertains to individual rights. And so I just want to compliment you for all your work, your great program. Been a fan since I found you guys a while back. And I would like to just say to everybody listening, from the words of Samuel Adams, if ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or your arms. Crouch down, lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you. May posterity forget that ye were our countrymen.
Well said.
And that's for everybody out there that enjoy this program, and they know it's all accurate information, and we're all benefiting by the existence of these programs. And if everybody just kicks in whatever they can, it's going to make a big difference. And you're one of us, and you're not going to be somebody that just rather be enslaved for the rest of your life. God bless, John.
Thank you. It's freedom or nothing as far as I'm concerned. And they plan on leaving us with nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, we don't have an option here. Hey, thanks for your call, Michael. I appreciate it. We've got to go to break. 800-313-9443. We're in the middle of a pledge drive for the network to spread the word. How are we going to make more patriots? Right here.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
All right, folks, we are back. 800-313-9443. I have Dr. Noon on air. Good afternoon, Dr. Noon. Hello, doctor.
I spoke to you some time ago. I just heard a blip.
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, the organization or something. No, it was a little longer than that because I've been back almost 3 weeks.
Okay.
A funny thing happened on the way back to the United States. It's missing. Something happened. I go away for 5 years, and you guys, like, you know, something happened. I know what's in the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's in those chemtrails?
Mind-numbing whatever. What?
No, Sominex.
Sominex? Put everybody to sleep?
It must be. Has to be.
Well, and I'll tell you what. You being out of country for 5 years, you listen. Obviously, you listen to the network.
For about 2 years, I've listened to you. My kids listen to you, and also Frank Whalen. I do a lot of mind thinking with your show and Frank.
I bet you have some great dinner time discussions.
Well, mine are in the classroom.
Ah.
We're allowed to talk about that stuff in the classroom. We can talk about homosexuality and the dangers of it and all that. It's not China is not America. Trust me, it's not America.
Well, but we're told how evil and bad things are over there. You mean you can actually discuss issues like that in a classroom?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one day I created this character for my students, and I did it for Frank one day. His name is Maury Bernstein. He is the aficionado of hate speech. Listen, I can't stand it. Listen, John, you know, you don't think that it hurts, but I have a hole in my heart from what you said yesterday. You think you're just collecting money, but when you say words, it kills me.
I'm sorry. Jeez. You know, those who hate the truth are the haters of truth.
You know, it's funny how things have changed. In 1997, when I first went to China, it was just like it is right now here in America. America is not becoming a police state. Do you know that?
It already is.
Yes, it is. People just don't recognize it. But I've been in a police state for 8 out of 10 years, and this is a police state. If someone can call in and explain to me how it is not, tell me what the Chinese can do that you can't here. Tell me. If you know something, let me know. I work with the Shanghai Police Department. I know them very well. I've been all over China. You know, my girlfriend supplies all the cars for the Chinese police. I've been everywhere in China. So if someone thinks that we're not in, we are closer to Mao Zedong police state than China is now. China has changed. People don't realize, you know, in 2 weeks, China can change a lot.
Well, and why hasn't people made the correlation? The image of Tiananmen Square with the tank rolling over the guy, everybody remembers that, but why don't they equate that with, say, Waco and the burning down?
But the Chinese did.
Yeah.
Representatives, the senators and congressmen who were there in China, you know, said it's not anything alike, you know. They told that not to Wei Jianbao, but I think Li Peng. Li Peng says, I don't see how it's different. But Deng Xiaoping, the reason he did that, and he's really the responsible
party. Hey, Dr. Noon, hang on 1 second. I got to take a break for about a minute and a half. We'll be right back. Hold on there.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.